I'm Dan Klefstad with Illinois News. Today is Election Day in Illinois. Polls are open until 7 this evening. Democrats and Republicans will nominate people to run for the state's highest offices. Brian Mackey has a rundown.
At the top of the ticket will be the race for governor, and there are plenty of candidates to choose from. On the Democratic side, polling suggests three of the six men running have a plausible shot at winning the nomination. Daniel Biss, a state senator and former math professor, Chris Kennedy, one of Bobby Kennedy's sons, and J.B. Pritzker, a billionaire who's poured at least $69 million into his own campaign. For Republicans, Governor Bruce Rauner is asking voters to give him more time to push his business-friendly agenda, while challenger Jeannie Ives, a state representative, says Rauner is out of step with conservative voters. Also on the ballot are 10 candidates for attorney general, 18 seats in Congress, most of the General Assembly, and assorted county offices and judgeships, too. Polls are open from 6 in the morning until 7 at night. I'm Brian Mackey.
AFSCME Local 1890 members marched near Northern Illinois University's Student Center Monday. That's after negotiations between them and NIU officials failed to yield a contract for the newer bargaining unit. That would include clerical, administrative, and paraprofessional employees. Virginia Naples is a biology professor and president of the United Faculty Alliance Union. She says she came to the march in solidarity with AFSCME members. Naples says it's important for the clerical staff to be respected and for NIU to bargain with them in good faith. Otherwise, she says, that could set the tone for all union and faculty university relations.
If you disrespect one unit, you disrespect all of them.
AFSCME officials say the bargaining unit plans to picket every Monday until they get a contract. NIU officials say both parties agreed to pursue mediation in order to move negotiations forward. The company behind the Golden Arches wants to go greener. McDonald's announced a number of steps it will take to cut greenhouse gas emissions. They include tweaking the way the beef in its Big Macs is produced. The world's largest burger chain says it expects the changes to prevent 150 million metric tons of emissions by 2030. That would be equal to taking 32 million cars off the road for a year. Several food and beverage companies announced recent changes to appeal to customers concerned about the environment. Dunkin' Donuts said it will phase out foam coffee cups, and Coca-Cola announced plans to recycle a bottle or can for every beverage it sells by 2030. I'm Dan Klefstad.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller. With the Illinois primary today, state election officials are beefing up their cyber defenses and scanning for possible intrusions into voting systems and voter registration rolls. They have good reason to be on guard. 2 years ago, Illinois was the lone state known to have its state election system breached in a hacking effort that ultimately targeted 21 states. Federal intelligence agencies determined the attempted hacking of state election systems in 2016 primarily targeted voter registration systems, not actual voting machines or vote tallying. Cybersecurity experts say it's critical for states to shore up their vulnerabilities with this year's midterm elections already underway. The polls are open until 7 o'clock this evening. Two men were shot late Sunday night into early Monday morning in two separate incidents in Carbondale. Police say around 11:25 Sunday night, they responded to the 1200 block of North Bridge Street after reports of shots fired. Officers learned a white vehicle had left the area at a high rate of speed prior to the officers arriving. The victim in that was taken to Memorial Hospital of Carbondale by a third party for treatment of two gunshot wounds. The injuries were said to be not life-threatening, but he was taken to a St. Louis hospital. The second shooting happened at around 12:40 a.m. after an officer on patrol heard shots fired in the 400 block of North Robert A. Stalls Avenue. Another man arrived at Carbondale Memorial Hospital in that incident.